from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's the third and final hour of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Sands is in already. We have his insider report coming up, a Rangers preview in about 15 minutes. And in the meantime, we got an addition to the finest with Eric Chiafalo. Take it away, Chief.
Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. If you could have any type of smell or aroma that would be the smell of a food, what would be your choice of food that you would want turned into some type of cologne? I thought this was a ball sacking yesterday. I didn't even run with this story yesterday because Will Levis is apparently teaming up for a mayonnaise cologne. I thought it was a big
joke.
Michael Strahan closed the gap in his teeth. Ha ha ha. We all know it's April Fool's.
Yeah, I thought it was like a Hellman's commercial, and they were just saying, oh, he's now got some kind of cologne to associate with this. But really, it was just a Hellman's mayo commercial.
Apparently, for $8, you're going to be able to buy a cologne. Like, there's actually going to be a fragrance here. And this is Hellman's mayonnaise and Will Levis of the Tennessee Titans coming together for what is potentially the single most weird and disgusting and ridiculous cologne of all time.
It's absolutely not mayonnaise. You know, I caught a whiff of that today when I was making the Abby her turkey sandwich for her first day back to school.
Oh,
and nice. It was disgusting. Okay. I could consider mustard, but I'd venture right into the sweets, either chocolate chip cookies or cinnamon rolls, to answer your question.
Ooh, chocolate
I thought you were
going to
go
cookies.
Like some
bread.
Type of barbecue.
Ooh, little bread, yeah.
Little
yeah.
Bread spray. Like, if you could smell like one spray. Food, you would want like a nice sourdough out of the oven. I got respect for that, Broadus. I love coming home when my wife makes some bread.
I was thinking even, man, jeez, I love the smell of garlic and onions cooking together when you saute them. But that would probably be a terrible smell.
It's a fine line.
That'd probably be a terrible smell. Yeah, but I think bread would probably be mine. Bread would be. That or brownies. Brownies, I think, would be a good one.
Any baked goods.
Smell like a brownie.
That's going to be a delectable aroma. But like barbecue, you know, you get the smoker going.
Yeah, a lot of those smell.
You can do that if you go to Hurtado. You can go in there and that smoke.
It's incredible smell.
And you can walk out and you're in the car and you're looking at each other like, wow, we just ate here, but we also smell like the place.
Yeah, whatever that Berea juice is, I might just, you know, want to put that in. I'd spray that on my neck.
Have we said that right yet, by the way?
Probably not. Probably not.
And maybe at one point.
I would
clearly Berea.
Berea.
How did I do, Tex?
That sounded good. That sounded really good.
I don't want to try it again.
That was probably your best effort to this point.
Berea.
Yeah. Somebody texting in movie theater popcorn. So I'd be totally down with that.
Movie theater popcorn, you'd smell.
That butter's incredible. Any type of cookie,
chocolate. I don't
know, man.
You go to a movie theater.
What's that? What'd you say, Brian, about a
movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie theater popcorn. I don't know
pretty
about
good.
That.
It's an incredible smell.
Great smell.
Take a stroll in there.
Yeah, you don't even go to the movie theater. Come on.
I don't know. Smells like overly buttered, you know, overly buttered things.
Gingerbread wouldn't be too bad, says the 469. That gets a little, I mean, sometimes it's a little too strong of a smell when it comes to the gingerbread, but I get where you're going with that. I think the breads, the baked goods, bacon. Heck yeah, dude.
Bacon.
A bacon spray. That would work for me. I'd be down with that. But apparently, if you're into the mayonnaise, the same way that Will Levis is, you're gonna be able to get a mayonnaise cologne fragrance for only $8. So we'll see what that does for your Riz game a little bit.
It'd probably be big in the big parts of the country. Maybe cruise through heavy set area. Maybe them gals would come running for you. You're into that type of thing.
Okay, 877-881-1053. Which city, state, or just area in the country that do you think you could pull the most women in by wearing the mayonnaise cologne? I would love to know
Houston.
The Tolo's thoughts on that. Seeing a quote here before I give you the Cowboys stat of the day. Micah Parsons talking about Marshawn Nealand, the rookie defensive end.
Yeah.
He's been playing pretty well. He said, Micah says, I think he's a young Cam Jordan. He's got that dog in him.
I love that comp.
He's got unteachable characteristics.
He plays a similar type of game because Cam Jordan also, he was more of that 5-tech, 3-4 defensive end.
Yeah, thicker body, 285,
But Nealand's wide like that too. So I think that's actually, I saw that yesterday. He was talking after practice. I like the comp with Cam Jordan.
Yeah, I can see the physical, the physical traits make plenty of sense with it. And then when you look at the career highlights and stuff for him, that's a first-team All-Pro guy one time in his career.
He might be the most underrated two-time defensive lineman over the last decade.
Yeah, 2010's All-Decade team.
Great character, too.
Oh, absolutely.
His jokes, his locker room stuff, legendary. Probably 5 or 6 years with double-digit sacks, 12, 13, 15 and a half 1 year. If you get that, you'd be jumping for joy.
Hell yeah.
Sean Sharif just texted in.
Yeah, you would wish Nealand is half that good.
Yeah, you, and that's a big win if he is.
Oh, it'd be an absolute home run. That'd be the type of guy you'd be like, if we took him in the first round, we'd be happy with that. But I thought that was nice. And then the stat of the day here is apparently the Cowboys coaching staff reviewed individual performances from the start of training camp to now. And they have all these different trackers and stuff. And it turned out Brandon Cooks either scored a touchdown or was credited with a big play on 2 of every 3 of his receptions in practice. So 2 out of every 3 times Brandon Cooks touches the ball in training camp, he's either scoring a touchdown or it's what they're calling a big play, which I'm guessing is at least 15 yards, maybe 20 yards. So, hey, man, Brandon Cooks, with the way he finished the season last year, now seeming like he's kind of picking up where he left off there, and he's had to be kind of wide receiver one here without CeeDee Lamb. He's clearly making some plays. And when we were out there, he was consistently
very, very good. And even last year when he wasn't producing, it wasn't to his fault. He was getting open. He just wasn't getting the football. So the knock on Brandon Cooks I've never really understood.
I feel like CeeDee is going to get double teamed constantly. If you can figure out a way for that to be big plays in space or one-on-one for Cooks, that's doing it right.
940 says, I worked at a popcorn factory for 3 years. Trust me when I say you do not want to smell like popcorn all day. So that's just
felt the same about KFC.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. Yep,
Subway stench would take away the bread.
Green Bay women would love the mayo fragrance. Maybe Broadus can confirm that, but the 214 is alleging so. 817, Wisconsin and Nebraska would probably go for the mayo cologne.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. They love their corn as well in Nebraska.
Yeah, he said that the ladies would think you're a nice little elote treat. San Antonio's being suggested plenty here. Alabama for the mayonnaise. Then the 817 says Denton loves that mayo.
Okay.
Dukes for life.
I think you should probably throw in Kentucky as well.
Alabama makes a lot of sense because don't they have that white sauce that they use for their barbecue?
They do.
You ever seen that? It's made out of mayonnaise. Like they instead of using a brown sauce or they use actually a white. Like they'll coat their chicken in it. Like they'll dip their chicken in that Alabama white sauce. And it's like a famous thing from that area.
Yeah, that's where they do the Alabama Hot Pockets. They do so many different lines of cuisine that work with that sauce. It's amazing. I would say the maple syrup though has come in strong from the 469, and that has to be the cologne of choice if you're really getting down to it. Maple syrup?
Yes.
My goodness, dude. There's nothing better than the pancake situation, and here comes the syrup doused over the steamy pancakes.
Man, I think I've told the story before, but growing up, we would have our blankets, as little kids, and a staple was to get the favorite part of your blanket. You would take the corner of your blanket at breakfast, and you would dip it in syrup. That way, when you're hanging out all day, You could just let it dry. You go play and let it dry, and then you would just like smell the favorite part of your blanket. Oh,
that's wild, dude. Yeah. That is
like yesterday.
Absolutely.
Try to get Abby in on it.
Really?
This kid just doesn't. They didn't have the relationship with the blankets like we did in the 80s.
One of my brothers had a blanket issue that it's like, dude, you're 23 now. Okay, get that blanket out of your
it's
nose.
It's my whoopee. Thank my you, whoopee. Chief. Yeah. In addition to the finest, most afternoons at 5 o'clock, we're now 20 minutes away from Rangers pregame, and Jared Sandler joins you next to talk about the day of Rangers news and how we can get this thing turned around next in the nation. Welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And Jared's Rangers preview is brought to us by Blue Nail Roofing. As Jared in studio now, pregame coming up in just 10 minutes, the finale in Boston. Jared, how the heck are you?
What's up?
Well, tell me, four injured pitchers. It's just unbelievable the timing of how all this fell apart on them. What is the latest on these guys, though?
Yeah, I mean, they went from, hey, we've got all the depth in the world to, holy smokes, you know, we got to try and fill out a rotation, and that's how this works, right? But Nathan Eovaldi threw a bullpen today. That went well, apparently, and I believe he's set to start on Saturday, so that's good news. Max Scherzer had a nerve block injection. I don't, you know, I saw Eric playing Tetris earlier. I don't know if that's like one of the cubes. Is it nerve block? Is that the square one or the?
I don't know. I don't know the names of them. I didn't know they had names.
No, I don't either. But maybe places.
Oh, just the way it works.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
No, you were checked out. That's all right. So he's feeling. Scherzer's feeling better from the nerve block injection. Hopefully, we see him soon. Jake Latz is going to throw a bullpen tomorrow, and then John Gray threw a bullpen today. That apparently went well, and we could see him soon.
Like, potentially dominated it?
I've heard that these are some of the very best bullpens ever. Who had the best bullpen of all time, though?
It was DeGrom.
DeGrom, that's what CA said last year?
It was it last? Yeah, it must have been last year. Yeah it was last year's.
That's how you know that you know what's going on when you can declare that it's one of the best bullpens you've ever
it's
seen.
It's just the hashtag, way the ball gets gloved. Yeah.
The bullpen
sounds different.
Is dominant. It would probably be the best bullpen I'd ever seen.
Yeah. Chandler, I mean, to be honest. Listen, let me tell you a second. Jacob DeGrom bullpen is actually.
One is dominant.
I'll watch bullpens in spring training, especially some of the new pitchers, just to see what it looks like. But, like, for the most part, I wouldn't say that like watching a bullpen is like riveting stuff. If you've seen it a bunch, you can give me Jacob DeGrom bullpens. I'll take those. Those are fun.
Jared, so we're like we're getting new rankings when it comes to some of the farm systems, and then just you know the minor league rankings. Rangers have had guys that we know, like Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter. They're not part of this anymore. Who's the player now to kind of get excited about if you're fans that are coming up the pipe? When it comes to the minors, like Double A Frisco, wherever it might be, like Kamar Rocker, I think people know.
I'd say,
but outside of that,
Kamar Rocker, I don't know that Jack Leiter gives you the excitement of like a one or a two right now until he proves otherwise. But like, you shouldn't give up on Jack Leiter. Like he went from having a bad year in Double A last year to a really really good year in Triple A this year, right? He's just so what? He's not 23 and, you know, Paul Skeens. Like, that's just, but that was never the comp. That was never realistic or never what was expected. I think Sebastian Walcott is years away. Anthony Gutierrez, years away. Those two guys, you know, are exciting. And a guy who I think you might see sometime between now and the end of the year is Emiliano Teodo, who is a guy who could end up in the bullpen, but I think definitely has the chops to be a starter, throws hard, and is definitely fun to watch.
What about Rocker for this year?
Yeah, so there are a few things here that come into play. How much time do we have? Well, what's our out?
We got 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So
5 minute answer.
Yeah, I won't do that, but
but you could.
I think in a weird way, the Rangers maybe not being in a playoff race could hurt the chances of that because there's not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The incentive to bring him up as a reliever, which is what I think could have happened. Maybe they bring Kamar Rocker up as a multi-inning relief weapon to bolster the bullpen down the stretch run, whereas now they might think, okay, well, let's just let him continue to grow as a starter and get him to build innings up and whatnot. Now, maybe after the double or triple A season's end, maybe they call him up and say, hey, we want you to get more innings because, you know, he's hurt and they just want to build him up. That's possible. But the one thing from a procedural standpoint that, you know, could impact their decision is they don't have to add him to the 40-man roster until they call him up, you know, to either start the season next year or whenever, right? So they don't need to add him to the 40-man roster this offseason to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. And so sometimes a team's not going to put a guy on the 40-man roster just for 2 weeks if they can save that spot. Because what happens is you've got guys on the 60-day IL who are not currently taking up a 40-man roster spot who will then have to when the season ends. You can't have guys on the 60-day IL through the offseason. And so it really just depends when they look at their organizational roster and the guys who they're going to have to add to protect them from the Rule 5 draft, how many of those guys need to go on the 40? And they're going to put this puzzle together, right? So they might say, hey, you know what? We're good. We got a spot for him. We'll throw him on there for 2 weeks, see how he competes at the major league level. And hey, Kamar Rocker, opening day roster next year, let's work towards that. Or they might say, hey, we don't have to rush this. We'd rather have the flexibility of the 40-man roster spot that he would take, and then we'll go to spring training and see where we're at.
How much of a silver lining is it that the Rangers might be playing themselves into a top-five draft pick?
Yeah. I was actually thinking about it. I looked at the standings.
Tankathon?
When I got home last night. See where the Rangers are. And
they're
working towards a top 10 pick. And remember, there is a lottery system now. So they could, you know, that's why they got Wyatt Langford. They jumped up in the lottery. They were not the fourth worst team in 2022, but they were able to move up because of the lottery. So, I mean, hey, if you're not going to make the playoffs, why not? Right? Now, it's not like you went into this year hoping that was the case. You were kind of thinking you wouldn't be in that spot for a while. But yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way this season's unfolded, and unless the Rangers can make some kind of a miraculous run to get back in this, you know, you're not going to make the playoffs, so may as well get the best pick you can.
Could you imagine the Rangers putting in some players on waivers similar, like we've seen with Brock Burke, and like, would they be dumping to maybe have money for the upcoming offseason, or would that just be we're just trying to get rid of as many salaries as possible?
Yeah, I think... I mean, I hate to say it, and I'm not versed enough on the financial situation and the future and the projections, but it might be, hey, yeah, let's, like Nathan Eovaldi, if they were to waive Nathan Eovaldi, that's 1 month of, you know, his salary that you get back, which is, you know, a couple million dollars, and maybe that helps you towards future tax, luxury tax threshold implications, right? So there could be some strategic reason for that, you know, based on what the projections are for next year, but... you certainly hope that's not the case, but yeah, it would simply be to, you know, get off some money, I guess, for the rest of this year going into the offseason.
Looks like Paul Skeens is going to play against the Rangers next week. Is that something that's on your radar? Is that exciting?
Yeah, Livy Dunn coming to the ballpark also could be on the radar. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe I'll shoot a TikTok video with her.
Yeah, we got to get her a part of the halftime. Yeah,
I could help elevate her platform by... Absolutely, by like 600 TikTok. I don't even know if I have one.
She can leverage you and your followers to
right, exactly. Yeah.
Get a dance going.
Smart play by her.
Yeah, I think so.
Pre-game with Sands is just 3.5 minutes away right here. His Rangers preview brought to us by Blue Nail Roofing. Have a great night, sir.
Hey, you guys too.
The Rangers in Boston trying to salvage one. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Broadus live in Oxnard, California. Of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, we'll be back at it with a 4.5-hour show as the Rangers take on the Twins. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.